He went through the program during the week. On Friday, at that point, he had passed everything they needed to pass. Coach told you that he had cleared a lot at Friday, but we also needed to check with him Saturday morning. On Saturday morning, we checked with him, and he was fairly good. And we continued to monitor the situation between our docs, myself, and Coach Reed. And then this morning, we took him through some testing again, which he did fine with, and it's all part of the program. It's not just pass the independent, pass the impact test. There's a lot of layers to this thing. And we felt as a group that it was best to hold him. And that's what we do as a medical staff in the National Football League. We're, you know, charged with protecting these players. And, along with Coach Reed and Jeremy and our docs, we made the decision to hold him. And he'll be evaluated again tomorrow morning to see what his status will be for London. So, I'm sure Coach can take care of that tomorrow for you. Thank you.
All right. Really, other than Jeremy, there's really nothing to talk about as far as the injuries go. I'm proud of our team. For the job that they did today. Being 1-5 isn't an easy thing in the National Football League. You find out who your friends are, and you don't have very many of them. So there's a lot that goes to that. But these guys kept battling. They did it in practice. They did it today. I mean, you saw a result of how they went about their business. Guys made plays on both sides of the ball and special teams. Field position, I thought, was an important thing. Turnovers were important things. Tom Bali, Eric Berry, I mean, guys stepped up and made plays. Alex had a nice day with the minions, all those little guys running around out there. And those guys made plays. And so, you know, my hat goes off to Sharkhandrick and the job that he did. Got over 100 yards. Our fans were unbelievable. There were some people there from Pittsburgh, and our fans just drowned them out, which was a beautiful thing. It's tough to come in here at Arrowhead and try to get loud. You're going to get crushed. And so that's what happened. So with the fans, and then, again, I was proud of our team. Time's yours. Yes, it was. We've known what he can do. It was just a matter of getting enough opportunities. I mentioned that after last game, that he needed a few more opportunities. He got those today. You saw what he did with it. He protected the football, which was important, coming off of last week's game. I think he'll sleep good tonight. He was tired after, you know, after the game, but he kept pushing through that fourth quarter. So that was definitely a positive. Yeah, no, listen, they did. I thought the offensive line set a tempo early. They weren't going to put up with any pushing around or shoving in that. And I know we got a penalty on one, but I think you can see why. I mean, he was really just protecting Sharkhandrick there. But the guys battled, and that's important. It's not all going to be pretty. I mean, that's part of this game. So, but you gotta keep battling. And I thought the guys did that. I thought they did it on defense, which has happened now a couple weeks in a row here. I mean, these guys coming out and the big D line's playing hard and aggressive. Linebackers are flying around, and it's important that we keep building on that. We're not there yet, so we gotta keep going. And it's important that we stay focused during this next week of practice. We're gonna have a few distractions with the London trip, and we've got to eliminate those and stay focused on the Lions as we go forward. Yeah, well, they did, and they did it against one of the best running backs in the National Football League. I mean, I've said that before. Since 25 has been hurt, I'd tell you he's probably the best one going right now in the National Football League. So, he had a couple plays. Good players are going to make good plays, and he made a couple. But for the most part, we kept him contained. That quarterback is the same quarterback that got after Arizona the week before, and Arizona's a pretty good football team. So, I know he's a young guy. It looks like he has a great future. I was impressed with some of the things he did today. So, but I was more impressed by the way we we handled ourselves. We didn't let off the accelerator at all for four quarters, and that's important. Yeah, well, I think it's big. I mean, I think it's a confidence builder for him. It's also a confidence builder for those guys around him that are working hard. And so to know that you got guys that can make plays around you, I think adds up in a lot of different ways. Most of all, though, it's great for those kids. I mean, those are young kids making plays. Yeah. Well, right now, he's kicking as well as anybody out there. So he's got to keep his focus. It's a long season. It's important that he keeps working the way he's working. He puts a lot of pressure on himself during practice, and he's got to maintain that. And to stay sharp, you want to keep yourself in rhythm. It's nothing new. By the way, it was great to have, speaking of rhythm, to have the Royals out there. Brought us a little, that royal luck, man. Doggone it. Look forward to seeing them get after the Mets. You know what? I think coming back in the game, so we pulled him out of the game last week. 12 went in. He comes back in when Jeremy gets hurt and makes a great catch, goes up and makes a great catch, and kind of got himself back in the flow. Sometimes with young guys, you got to take a step back to take a step forward. And I think he did that. Today will help him in his maturation process here. But he's a talented kid. And it's just a matter of keep working through any hiccups that you have. You just work through it and stay positive. Don't beat yourself up over it. And you're going to get other opportunities to fix it. Yeah, no, they bring a lot of stuff. Keith Butler does a great job with that defense, and they were going to test us. So we got some young guys in there. They got us a couple times, but I think for the most part, I thought we handled it very well. Mitch is in charge of redirecting things in there, and I thought he did a nice job. I thought Alex did a nice job working with him and making sure people were going in the right direction. Looked like there was good communication. Jeff Allen got back into the mix there, and Larry got back in the mix. But the main thing I thought they did was they battled. There was a certain attitude that they brought to the game. And that's, the result, they're not going to get the credit, but the result is you got a running back that got 108 yards, and then you got a quarterback that had some big throws there. I thought Kelsey did a nice job, too, down the stretch, big clutch throw and catch going up and getting that one down the middle. Yeah, I thought there was an opportunity. Jeff brings a little juice, and I mean he's got a certain attitude that he's got, and we've eased him in at the tight end spot and goal line and short yardage, and I wanted to see how he handled that. It's different in practice than it is in a game because it's live, and so it looked like he was able to push off it and put himself in a safe position here to actually go four quarters. That was the reason why we went with. Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to go back and look at it, evaluate it. I mean, I can't watch them every play, so I'll go back and look at it. But I thought they did some good things. They seem to work well together. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, well, you get down in there, you don't want field goals, you want touchdowns. And so we finally got one at the end at a very important time to put us up by 10 there. So that was an important play and touchdown. But the fact that we got there, that's a positive. We got to work a few things out. I'll take some responsibility for that. Again, I thought Doug had a nice game plan and did some nice things out there, and I thought Bob did the same thing with a defensive game plan. So, we just got to keep building and getting better when we have opportunities to score touchdowns.
All right, thank you. It's just been a big emphasis throughout the week. Bob, you know, he talks about that all the time, tips and overthrows. We have the percentages favor us, so just run to the ball every chance you get and just expect the ball. So it's pretty exciting, though.
You were running to the ball. I think DJ tipped it.
You got to get those. That's what we always talk about, tips and overthrows. We got to get those. So anytime we have an opportunity to make a play, that's our mentality, just to make it. Man, I don't know. I don't know which one you're talking about, because I felt like I celebrated a long time. Oh, yeah. Man, I've been planning that out for a long time, so I'm just glad I could actually use it. So it's pretty cool. That's what we have to do. That's what we do. We make plays. Anytime we have an opportunity to make them, you got to make them. So we just feed off each other. We keep alerting each other when we come to the sideline, just talking about it. And, like, this is something that's been going on through practice. So it's not something that just happened by surprise. We emphasize it in practice, too. So.
Did you say anything with Tom after that second
set? Definitely. I'm just glad he's making plays. That's what he does, you know. So I came in, he kind of took me under his wing when I first came in, and it's just good seeing him make plays and helping the team out like we know he can. And just off the field as well, you know, he's always planning stuff for us to do things as a team, as a unit. And, you know, it's just good to see him out there balling.
Last thing, are you back to where you were physically in 2013?
I would say so. You know, just mentally, I feel like I'm better mentally. That's the big part, so. Just moving forward and having my teammates around me just helping me out and helping me in different situations and just feeding off each other, I think that's been the biggest part.
I think there's kind of a sense of relief a little bit when you're making that big play and you're able to finally do that and make a big play and contribute in that kind of way to this team after.
Right. You just want to help your team any way you can. And if it's turnovers, that's the biggest way we can. And, you know, so be it. But some of those things we do on the field don't show up on the film. But it's just making those plays that come your way, you know, just being in good position.
Do you feel like this was kind of a blueprint game for the defense? This is the kind of game that you guys want to play, create pressure, create turnovers?
Yeah, but not just the game, like practice too. You know, this has been something we've been working on for 2-3 weeks, you know, just really emphasizing certain things, and we're starting to see it show up on the field. So the way we've been practicing, it's starting to translate on the field, and I just hope, well, we will keep emphasizing it in practice, and I think a lot of the guys are seeing the results, so we're just going to turn it up a little bit.
All right, we'll go Terez, Adam, and then
it's just things we know that we can correct, and we got a great head coach, a great staff, and we've been through a lot on and off the field, so you just got to know something's going to crack. If you just keep working and putting in the time, something's going to happen. So we just been staying focused, and we just lean on each other and just know that something good is going to happen if we keep doing what we're doing. So. Definitely, especially because we got the win. I mean, it would have been a big play if we didn't get the win, but getting the pick and helping the team getting the win, I think that was the big part of it. So we'll just keep moving forward and keep seeing what we can come up with.
Last one, DJ, was
a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, that's what I wanted to come back to, is just those smiles and everybody having a good time in the locker room after a win. And like our mentality right now is that we're going back to work. As soon as we come back in, we're right back at it and getting ready for Detroit.
Yeah, a lot of young guys. We had a lot of young guys in the huddle on offense today. Hats off to those guys. I mean, they got opportunities, stepped up, and made the most of them. You know, especially Sarkandrick, that, you know, taking his lumps, and then today to play the way he did, four quarters was really, really nice. And then the guys outside, I thought, you know, Chris and Albert, you know, Kel's still a young guy. Those guys, you know, making the plays when their number was called.
Is it your experience that once a guy breaks through, it gets easier the next time? Or-
Yeah, you know, I think there's kind of a process for all of it, and a lot of these guys that have made plays in practice, and you make plays against our defense, you know, that's a step, and you're playing fast in practice. The next step is coming out and doing it in the game, and you know, there's a confidence that comes with that, knowing that you can, you know, go out there on a Sunday and do it at the highest level. You know, I think for every position that's important, but certainly, you know, those guys on the outside and the skill positions. I mean, I don't think there is a direct correlation with just executing better and less penalties. I mean, I think those two things go hand in hand. We executed better. You know, I think coaches did a great job putting the game plan together. Guys doing a better job of preparing, you know, and then coming out here and executing. It's not a matter of always just playing hard. I mean, you have to play smart. You have to go out there and you have to be prepared for all the different stuff, especially a defense like that's throwing a million different things at you. I think he got more reps, which helped, you know, he knew all week, you know, with Jeremy going through that whole process, that he got a lot of reps and was able to get in and have a whole week of preparation. And then I think the longer you do it, the more this slows down for you, you know, especially for those guys, you know, even the practice week slow down. You're better at processing all the new stuff that comes in, retaining it, you know, on game day.
I don't see you guys that twice.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly would have been an easy scenario there. You know, it was not much different than the other two games, to be honest, score-wise. You know, I think a little bit us making the plays down the stretch. I mean, I think that was the bottom line. I think us staying aggressive, staying to our game plan in all facets of the game. And then I think you could point to all three facets. There were some plays made in there at the end of the fourth quarter that won us the game. You know, whether it be holding them to a field goal down there at the end you know, a couple of key third down conversions, you know, for us, and then scoring that touchdown and special teams as well. You know, I think, you know, all three phases, making plays late in the game is what sealed it.
In that same vein, the team has actually mentioned you've been close to passing. Finally snapped this five-game losing streak. And what does that mean for you in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, we talked all week as a team, you know, that feeling that's in the locker room, and you guys are in there, you see it, and it's, you know, it's the high of highs right there. I mean, to put it all on the line, you know, and you put it in out there for the guy next to you, and to be accountable, you know, and to hold up your end and come in together and go do that together and get a win is great. At the same time, it's really frustrating not to get it, you know, and to be on a five-game slide like we were. I'd be lying to say that everybody a little bit, you're searching, right? I mean, you do know the formula, you do know it, but a little bit you're searching, trying to make the right tweaks, make the right adjustments so it doesn't happen again. So it's nice to, you know, get rewarded. Obviously, a good week of preparation. I think that's what starts it, and then today, making the plays. Yeah. Yeah, they had their hands full. I mean, you know, you turn on the Pittsburgh tape, and it was pressure, pressure, and more pressure. I mean, and they're bringing anybody and everybody, the corner, the safeties, every line. I mean, it's coming from all over the place. I mean, they invented zone pressure, and they do it better than anybody. So those guys had a tall task. There had to be a lot of communication, and I thought for, you know, the changes that got made this week, those guys did such a great job of communicating and being a unit. You know, that's the important thing, I think, on a, you know, playing a team like we were today. It's not necessarily always getting to the right call. It's the fact that all five of those guys are on the same call and doing the same thing and communicating the whole time. And all that stuff happens. I mean, it's happening at the snap. It's happening right after. And a lot of adjustments on the fly. And those guys did a great job talking the whole time. Yeah, especially early, for sure. Yeah, the last two, I think, you know, obviously the one where the shirt Kendrick ran in, and then, you know, scoring there again at the end with Chris. Certainly, yeah, I'd be lying to you if it wasn't. I think everybody's pretty frustrated to move the ball with the way we were, and then get down there and you know, keep kicking field goals. You make it tough. You know, we certainly felt like we could have, you know, made it a lot easier on our defense. You know, scoring touchdowns. You got to do a better job. You know, I think, you know, better on first and second down. I mean, those ones where we scored, I mean, you never got behind the chains. And then certainly the final plays of punching it in.
Last one, the third down to Kelsey up the seam, 26 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the look, you know, where he was isolated on the linebacker, you know, going down the middle. You know, he made the play. I mean, for me, you're kind of just throwing it up and, you know, a guy that big and fast that can go play the ball in the air, it's a unique skill set. Really hats off to him to make that kind of play. It's a tough play to make as a tight end. You know, your safeties are coming over the top. You know, one of the bigger plays in the game. You know, that's one of those plays that ended up winning for us. So.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.